Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 75 degrees out there, but it's nice in here. Right here is Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. York County Council Member Bump Roddy joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. Bump, tonight, what will take place at York County Council regarding a mask ordinance?
Well, tonight we're going to take up basically two issues. We're going for the first issue. We're going to look to see if we have enough votes to put in a mask mandate, which will be a requirement to for citizens to wear masks in and out of businesses here in the unincorporated area. As you all know, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, as well as York have all taken up the mask mandate. York's on their final reading, I think, tonight. Rock Hill ultimately passed a emergency ordinance a couple weeks ago requiring masks inside of facilities throughout the city of Rock Hill, as well as Fort Mill did also. So we're looking tonight to cover the unincorporated areas. I mean, we're really trying to put a level of protection in for workers who work in these facilities and customers who are frequenting these facilities. And I think that's the ultimate, but we do have a I guess you can say, a fail-safe plan that will fall back to a resolution which is not as strongly worded, just recognizes that, hey, there's a need for it, we're going to ask you to do it, but there's no real teeth into a resolution. It just, the county recognizes the need for people and citizens to wear masks. So
that seems like it would make everybody happy.
Well, if you're ice cream salesman.
Okay.
But we're looking at it, an ordinance is the strongest.
Yes.
And then if that doesn't work, then the resolution still is encouraging people to wear some sort of a face covering.
Correct.
With the ordinance in York County, that are you introducing it tonight?
Yes, it's on the agenda for a vote tonight.
So are you, what will the, is there a penalty involved?
Well, we're going with the basic $25 penalty if you're not wearing a mask. And like I said before in previous interviews, no one's looking to fine anyone. An ordinance of this magnitude basically is strong wording with the hopes of participation and not penalty. And I think that's probably the cleanest way to say it. As of now, I don't think the city of Rock Hill has written maybe not one ticket. And that's not the goal, to write tickets. The goal is to get the participation level up, flatten the curve. And I can tell you what I've seen throughout Rock Hill the last week or so is the mask wearing is at an all-time high. I think people really get it. They really get what the goal of an ordinance here in the city of Rock Hill. And now with our students and parents looking to decide which way the kids are going to go back to school, imagine had we done this a month or 2 months ago, we could have probably gotten our kids back into school a lot better and with a lot more options than what we're facing now. Me and my wife had to sit down last night to discuss, you know, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to look at our work situation, our financial situation to see if we can make some adjustments along the way. And I think if people really thought about it, kids not going back to school on a normal operating schedule, that's huge. You know, that's something that could stunt the development of some of our younger men and women as they try to progress through this thing called life.
Absolutely. Well, you have had a lot of conversations about masks, and we are seeing a lot of scientific evidence that shows the effectiveness of a cloth mask. On the other side, what do they look like when you are in one with a person who is very against wearing a mask? What are their reasons?
The very first thing that people like to throw out, and it amazes me that, you know, it's my freedom, it's my liberty. And I always point out, this is a pandemic. This is not a normal situation. You know, if we were under normal operating conditions, there's no way Bump Rider would be sitting here saying we need to put on a mask out in public. But I think I don't want to say desperate time calls for desperate measures, but I think we've kind of hit that tipping point that we have to do something in the form of what can we do to flatten this curve? What can we do to keep people out of our emergency rooms and our urgent cares and generating a lot of medical bills? You know, this is something that we've never seen before. You know, I would hate for anyone to feel like we passed an ordinance that tramples on their freedoms, their liberties, and all the good things that we enjoy. But, you know, we have to do something. But I think even at that rate, people who say that, they will put on a mask. They just don't want to be told by government. But we're not government. We're your neighbors. We're your coworkers. We're your friends. We're your community. And I hate that we have to label our local lawmakers as big government. Mm-hmm. This is not big government. This is responsible leadership, in my opinion.
Well, sadly, we have seen the mask situation become political, as many things are here in our country. But the one question I have is that we here in South Carolina just Sunday had more than 2,000 cases. In some of the cities where, like Columbia and Charleston, where they've already had a mask ordinance weeks before Rock Hill, they continue to see high numbers. What's the disconnect between wearing a face covering and still seeing high numbers? Do we need to give it a month, 2 months before we can start like scratching our heads? It's a confusing message. We're telling folks to wear a face covering and a mask, which is scientists have said that, everyone has said it, and at this point let's try it. I mean, we are at that point, but the numbers still aren't budging or moving in the right direction that we'd like to see.
I think it's going to take some time to move that needle. One thing I've tried to, my wife, she kind of plays devil's advocate at the house. She's thrown that very question.
That's great, know, though, for you, yeah, especially, yeah, you know, preparing you to get out and talk to people.
And one of my responses to that is we have to give it time. We have to make sure that we're doing, asking questions. Hey, have you been religiously wearing masks? Because sometimes we can put in an ordinance or a mandate. If those people are not wearing masks, they're still susceptible to contracting the coronavirus. And even wearing a mask, it doesn't 100% say that you can't get it, because we've all gotten relaxed in what we do. So it could only take a few seconds to contract it. But, you know, I think the mask is the ultimate remedy, that if we see it over and over and people start to wear it religiously, I think then we have to give some time. And I think that's why you see more ordinances go over a span of 60 days, so that the numbers can pan out and have an opportunity to reflect what's truly going on inside the numbers.
So tonight, York County Council, again, you will enter or make the motion for a mask ordinance in the unincorporated areas of York County. If that does not pass the ordinance, then it will drop down to a resolution. Correct?
I think the resolution is second on the just after the mask vote.
Okay. And then are we looking at 30 or 60 days?
I'm pushing for 60 days.
Okay.
In the ordinance, because you have to give it time to get businesses on board with it, give citizens in the unincorporated areas to get on board with it. I think there's even been some talks about are we going to help supply masks? Are we going to help supply science? So some of those things have to get flushed out. We have.
What is the answer to that regarding?
We have to see what the support level is for it. Okay. There's an appetite for spending county funds to do it. I've heard, you know, someone's going to throw that on the table. You know, I'm not a big fan of that per se, but you know, whatever we have to do, the ultimate goal is to get people wearing masks, stop the spread. Let's get our businesses back up and going 100%. Because let's face it, people are still skeptical about going out in public doing their day-to-day business. You know, so much is online, so much is sending the grandkids out, so much is sending some people are still adamant about staying at home, and they don't have that full consumer confidence to get back into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. All right, so how could folks participate or watch? Is tonight a public comment at all regarding?
I think we will be taking some public comment. Okay. You know, people have been emailing myself and other council members and staff members weighing in on it. And I think this is, the more we've talked about it here the last month or so, has really risen the awareness level. And I think, you know, that's a win in itself, because more people are cognizant of the fact that we do need to be wearing masks, whether it's mandated or voluntarily. And I think that's a win-win for everyone.
I think so, too.
So what time tonight is
6 p.m.
Okay, and folks can watch on Zoom, Facebook Live.
We are always streaming live on YorkCountyGOV.com.
Okay, all right, 6 p.m. tonight. All right, Bump Roddy, York County Council member, the County Council tonight. York County Council will tackle the face covering ordinance. All right, Bump Roddy, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.